going on, Rhythmix Radio? It's Conversations on the Rocks, and you already know who it is, the coolest host you know, your homie Ice.
You already know it's your boy Los Vegas.
And the best, Miss Tish.
Hey.
The best. I like how you switch it up every week. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep them on their toes.
There you go.
We back again for another one, Monday night, 8 p.m. You know we here, the gang's in the building. And we got another special guest with us, Miss Ebony. Shout out to One with Ebony. You know what I mean? Make sure you follow her on IG. And she brought her, what's your name again?
Monica,
who is her business partner?
Yeah, one of her business partners.
Okay. So, and we're here, we're going to get into some, talking about a little bit from everything from her yoga therapy to mental health and just all around just natural holistic healing. So, with no further ado, you know what I mean? Let's get into pregame. Cheers, salute.
Cheers.
You know how we do, man. As always, we here for another one. How y'all feeling?
He's feeling good.
Is it a little strong? Yeah, hit a little.
Hit a nigga a little okay. bit. You know what I mean?
Give you that Martin, like
that shit hit a little bit.
Shout out to Diddy. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah,
the rock
he did
right
that.
Well, how y'all feeling, man? How's y'all week? How's y'all weekend?
Oh,
how's
man.
Everything?
Weekend was good. Today was crazy though. The kids started school today, so. Yeah.
Oh, in Stafford.
Yeah, it was hectic.
Okay.
They went back too soon.
You did that
too soon.
Yeah.
Man.
Too soon.
So are they fully in, or is it like some of them are virtual?
No.
Is everybody going
well,
back into the school?
Well, they did last minute. They gave some people the option to do virtual.
Okay.
But yeah, mine's is back in school.
Okay.
Yep.
What about you, Lois, man? How was the last week? You know what I mean?
Man, let me tell y'all something, man. For real. I just really wasn't even going to bring it up today. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But,
really wasn't going to bring
yeah,
it up.
Yeah.
It's
a lot, man. But now, honestly, this was cool. You know what I'm saying? Had a good weekend. We had the Employee Appreciation Day. Was out there cooling, you know what I'm saying,
Alrighty.
By the water. You know what I'm saying? Drink good, smoke good, have some good food. You know what I'm saying? Good entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lost in Horseshoes. Was a little upset about that.
Oh shit.
You know what I mean? I would say it was my partner, but he was doing pretty good. So I'm gonna just have to say, like, I just couldn't see it.
It was a bad day.
Yeah. I couldn't the pole was too low, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Shout out to everybody that had to play on my end. You know what I'm saying?
It was the hand eye coordination. It was like missing.
No, baby girl. I just couldn't see the damn thing. I just said that, Tish.
What you mean you can't?
I couldn't.
See?
I mean, it was going down here and then the water and then, it was getting dark and shit. And, hey, look. Okay.
Well, my team won in Horseshoe,
okay.
By the way. My team won.
Oh, man.
So.
Hey, man. But it wasn't because of you, though.
Definitely because of me.
Yeah,
all right.
You had that Olympic horseshoe play on your team.
You know
and
he
shit.
Wrote it down, too, that he had the 8 points. So.
Of course. You already know.
And while we're talking, I just want to put it out very loud that Conversations on the Rocks will be seeing me and my man going live on this basketball thing, man.
Yeah, he's been talking
trying.
About he could beat me
trying.
In basketball.
No.
I don't know why. Yeah, what,
you
he bumped his
even,
head on the
he's
rock.
He's never even seen me play.
I
didn't even know he
you
played basketball.
Than me, and you let her. Come on,
what
dog.
What that got to
do
with
my
Spud Webb don't.
And you never seen me play either.
You okay? Then,
are
so
y'all
we,
really playing?
Hell yeah,
so
we really playing.
$100 on it. So we're
so
gonna play this weekend.
On the court.
Yes.
We're gonna record it.
No, I'm gonna record it.
Okay, yes.
No, we don't need you
there. No, yes.
We're going live.
Commentated already.
Money up. Send it to
my
Let's go.
So who you got money on? Yeah, who
you
got money on? Who your money on?
Okay.
Okay. Who your money on?
I got to sit in between y'all.
Yeah,
we not even
say nothing.
To do this.
That's funny as shit. But yeah, we're going to play this weekend. $100.
No, not this week. I told you I can't go this week. I told you my nephew was leaving out. Shout out to my nephew.
He
leaving out.
You know, here we see how he going down here.
Oh,
he
Don't do this now. I can get y'all mics cut the fuck off right now, okay? Remember, I'm the law around here. Leon Long, Dick Jones.
Oh, Lord.
Shout out to Leon Long. Shout out to Serious Business, yeah, man.
Shout out to show, that.
You have to tune
show.
Into that to know what he's talking about. Speaking of Serious Business, and we have a pop-up show.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
A pop-up. Different vendors will be there. Y'all want to talk about that?
Yes, because we already got our own Mia Moore Sense.
I know. I will be there.
I mean, can you explain a little bit? Like, what day you going to be there? How we going to do this? Where we going to set up at?
Wait a minute.
Niggas just want to know.
Call everybody out.
Yeah, because y'all just trying to play me on this basketball shit, so I'm going hard now. I'm going hard. And I just saw Space Jam. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing with me.
It's on Saturday. It's on Saturday. Come through. Or is it on
Sunday? I think it's Sunday.
Oh, it's the 15th. August 15th. Why? I know more than y'all.
So it's August 15th,
y'all.
Yeah.
It's going to be Sunday down in Dumfries from 5 to
9.
Oh, just stop 11? It. Just stop, okay?
Nine.
I want to say, I think it did say from 5 to 11, I believe. It said
5 to 11.
93.9 is supposed to be out there. Okay. DJ
on
Red.
A Sunday?
Yes.
I'm going to read that flyer thoroughly.
It's August 15th.
You
won't
have to, because if you miss out on this, how's this going to look? I just told you I'm bringing like 5
y'all on the wrong day.
Come see me.
I'll be like, I sis Tish out here somewhere if y'all can just find it. And she talking about I was here the other day.
Y'all gonna call me and be like, yeah,
pop up to the pop up.
Yeah, pop up.
August 15th.
Tish, pop up.
It starts
to the
at 5. 5 until. So, but come up there, support. You know what I mean? Support the community.
And I'm upstairs. I'm gonna be upstairs on the second floor. So y'all come up there. Come see me. Everything is gonna be on sale, discounted. Come see me.
Yeah. Nah, definitely come check her out. Like I said, she does have some good products. My mom was very impressed with them. I'm actually gonna be purchasing some more myself when I get up there. So.
And I'm writing it down.
Oh, ain't this some shit?
Yeah. So everybody on the IG, if you're not following Rhythmics Radio, make sure you tap in with the gang. You know what I'm saying? Just type in your social media, Google's. Conversations on the Rocks, and we're gonna pop up. So everybody on the IG, yo, August 15th, 5 p.m. Make sure you pull up. And before we get out of this segment, Tish, you want to shout out to a couple businesses?
Yeah, we might as well loop around. I'm a shout out today, One Single Business, and I've been watching this guy for a long time. He went from ground zero to running at 100, so he's doing his thing. His name is Bruce Hook. He has Dream Finish Auto Repair, 10 plus years experience of quality work. You can find him at dreamfinishautorepair.com. He does collision, paint, framework, and so much more. Again, Bruce Hook, Dream Finish Auto Repair, 10 plus years of experience doing quality work. dreamfinishautorepair.com.
Shout out to Dream Finish.
Yeah, shout out to them.
And yeah, well, everybody, we're going to get right into the next segment. What y'all know, already know, is opening shots. Salute to everybody in the building. Salute. Cheers. Salute. Prosperity and wealth. Let's get it.
Heavy on the wealth.
So the first thing we got in, the first thing I wanted to talk about, because I felt like it tied in with the guest that we have today and kind of with the theme of the show, which is kind of like mental health, overall health. And Simone Biles, she was in the Olympics. She actually got the bronze. But before that, she actually took some time out. And a lot of people were kind of speculating, why did she, or this, that, and the third. And I feel like I'm not an Olympic athlete. But, shit, some days I need a mental health day. You know what I'm saying? So what are y'all thoughts on just getting a mental health day, and how important is that for us? You know what I mean? Especially an athlete, black athlete, at the pinnacle of her game, but they try to make rules against her because she's so nice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
I could imagine the amount of stress she probably went through, especially with this one this year, dealing with the COVID, of course, with the whole Black Lives Matter movement, and also to be in another country representing for the USA. Right. And like you said, all the things that they try to, like you just said, try to like, take away from her.
Yeah.
Now she can't do her finishing move now because nobody else can do it. Right. Who the fuck cares? Can't your dumb ass do the same shit she doing? She practice. You know what I'm saying? Go in the gym with her.
Right.
Watch a tape.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Tell your coach. You know what I'm saying? So now she can't do this finishing move. And then all of a sudden now you also want to get on her because of the mental health. I mean, that should have been just a no-brainer. I mean, everybody across the world has been going through something during this whole pandemic thing. So, you know what I'm saying? To sit there and just have no sympathy because she's a superstar and she's supposed to perform. And I think a lot of people do that. You're a superstar. You're supposed to perform like they're not even human. As soon as you get money, you're not even human anymore. Fuck you. We're still human. We still have lives. And if you wanted to trade my life for this, come on over.
That
fill my shoes.
Well said.
You know, just because I does that.
You got a heart there.
I does that. You know what I'm saying? Well, thank you.
Thank you. I've been practicing all week.
But to piggyback off of that, with everything that, you know, we juggle in our lives, I'm a believer in at least having one day to myself.
Yeah.
You know, so I take at least one mental day where I shut down and I just want to chill, be by myself. If, whether it's washing clothes, watching movies, sleeping, that's what
that's
I do.
Real. That's real.
And
that's
what are y'all? What are y'all
and
thoughts
I take
on that?
Every day,
and I'm jealous.
I am too.
Whatever you have to do for yourself, because people are going to talk about you regardless.
Exactly.
You know, so take every single day.
Mm.
Every day.
Yeah.
And start your day like that. You know, wake up and start your day with yourself.
Mm.
But so if you're running on 1,000 all day, every day, how do you take the time to have, like, to make sure you regroup your mental capacity to be able to go out into the world?
You just got to take it. I mean, everybody's like, how do you do this? But when you wake up, when I wake up, I start on my deck. Like, I'm meditating, I'm in the sun, I'm breathing.
I don't text her. I don't call
her.
Yeah,
and if my phone is ringing, I'm not answering it. Like, you know, like, it's my time, it's my day. If you don't do that, when are you going to get the time back? You know, and you have to start your day so that it continues to go on throughout the day how you want to align it.
And what about you?
Who cares about everybody else?
I know for me, I listen to my body.
Yeah.
I listen to my body. If I'm tired and I'm yawning throughout my work day, I get to work from home, so thankfully. But, you know, I take that time to actually rest. And I take that time to actually do nothing sometimes. Like, if it's just me sitting in the dark, I'm going to sit in the dark because that's what my body needs.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start listening to your body, you start knowing what you need to do. Mm-hmm. So if I need that glass of wine, I'm going to take that glass of wine. If I need to eat cleaner, I'm going to do that. Like, it just depends on what your body needs and just slowing it down. Because I'm a very fast-paced person. Like, I'm always doing something. A lot of people say that I'm the busy friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do take time to say, I'm not. I'm saying no to any invites. I'm saying no to any phone calls right now. I may try to text you and just let you know, like, hey, I'll call you back. I'll text you later. Yeah. But you gotta take that time out for yourself. But you gotta listen to your body first.
Yeah,
I love that advice.
I like that.
Because it reminds me of like a financial thing. When you get paid, a lot of people who save money, they say pay yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So before you pay a bill or anything else, you're working, so pay yourself first because you're working for it. So the same concept is like give yourself that time because, you know, like it's deserved. You know what I mean? And you don't want to regret not doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now that's what's
that's
up.
Real.
Well, our next topic in opening shots, dealt with the Wendy's employee.
Yeah, in Kalamazoo, Missouri.
Yeah, she's actually was trying to become the general manager or whatever. But you want to talk about, I think everybody's seen it went viral.
Yeah, man, this one, I caught that one on Instagram. Like you said, it's been viral. So the young lady, of course, she was in there cleaning up, but she was obviously they had already had their little argument because she's holding the phone and another manager that was in there, white dude, happened to be a white dude, walked past her, and he was cussing her out about cleaning the machine and called her a bitch.
Called her a bitch.
In the middle of the whole thing. He said, when it's time to clean up, it's time to clean up, bitch, and, you know, walked off. Everybody in there heard it.
Right. Everybody was like,
was
wild,
like wow. Like, yeah, shocked. Which we should have been. Like, who the fuck, you know, nobody, they don't pay you enough to get done like that. Let's start there. But she also went, so she shared this with the regional manager.
Right.
Now, what had happened was she was on suspension and looked at in an investigation while the white guy was still there, allowed to work. She also said that she did not get paid during the whole suspension. So now that this went viral,
right,
now he's fired.
Yeah.
Right. So now he's fired now.
Right.
because it went viral, and it's, you know, and she made this type, you know, that other video about her not being able to get work and wasn't right. getting paid during that. So, a slap in yeah. the face to know that it has to go viral for you to take me serious. And I sent you this tape.
Having to happen.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're seeing
that's
this.
That's why I be trying to share anything. Cause like, yeah, damn, that, it takes my share for a motherfucker to wake up. Like, you know yeah. what I mean?
And what does that say about Wendy's and how they treat the employees? Because right. I sent you this, probably the original manager, and it had to take till it went viral. It had to go viral. Like, right. I've been, you know, come on, man. Yeah. Can't do that.
So what are y'all thoughts on that? And have y'all ever been in had a toxic manager? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody can relate everybody to a toxic. Yeah. That's crazy.
I was a contractor and I had a toxic manager. She was off the chain. Like, they kept promoting me. So in 6 months, I went from the receptionist to overseeing the top judge. And she was just like on me. And I was just like, you know what, bitch? I quit. Mm-hmm. And 2 days later, I got a better job. So.
Shit, I mean, I went through it when I used to work at McDonald's. Like I said, I don't know what's going on with fast food. Why y'all feel like y'all can just talk to anybody, any old type. First off, the little nigga ain't going for it. I just want to let y'all know. This little nigga is not going for it. You can try it all you want to, especially when it's just like more even mental health. Like, Slim, like, you're just going to cuss me out for this little bit ass money? And I'm, man, you better shut that shit the fuck up. And just like this, I didn't get a better job, but I damn sure quit. I said, hey, bitch, fuck you. I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I kind of wish I'd have waited till like maybe the end of the week.
Didn't get paid out with that whole wrist and that.
I can't account.
You got to the parking lot. You was like,
oh,
damn.
When they sent that check, because you know they send those little small checks, they send them early. Nigga, you can have this $2.55. Damn, man. But yeah, I think, I don't know, man. People, you know, I think the like managers and bosses, they really forget if it was not for the employees, there is no business.
Very true.
Okay, so every time you wake up on your bad day because your wife done ran up your credit card or your son crashed the Bentley again, don't come in here yelling at because somebody going to beat your ass and we don't give a fuck about you and your money. Honestly, because I can make money. I'll go hit the block right now.
To be fair, as I've gotten older and, you know, climb the ladder, you get more leadership. And then when you're in the leadership role and you're the one that has to, you know, do the commands and delegate to everybody else, you kind of look back and be like, damn, I understand why, you know, Randy did that shit because these niggas up in here. So it's like a catch 22, you know. Yeah. It is. It's difficult on both ends.
I don't know. My boss is pretty cool, so you know what I'm saying? Anywhere. That nigga is cool, man. Yeah. He's cool. Nigga took me on a boat ride and everything, man. That nigga cool as shit.
I ain't your boss, bro. We partners.
Nah,
I've been fucking
with you.
It's a partnership. But nah, yeah, interesting story, man. It's crazy that I agree that shit had got to go viral for some people to care. But before we get out of opening shots or... You want to jump into entertainment? How y'all feel? You still got something open shots?
Oh, well, before we get out of open shots, I did want to talk about Uncle Nearest, the whiskey. They finally got their own distillery site.
Distillery.
Distillery. They got their own now. It's owned by a black woman named Fawn Weaver. I didn't know it was by a woman, but of course they are the ones that own, or their recipe was stolen by Jack Daniels. Okay, so now they have their own, and now they have their own distillery where they can make their own things. It's closer to their own foundation. It was worth it was a $2 million deal. This is really big, so that's really good. They also partnered up with Jack Daniels as they have already got reconciled all their differences. They have created the Nearest and Jack Advancement program that aims to bring in more the diversity and black presence to the whiskey industry. So we gotta shout them out, man, because that's black owned, so that's big.
Then in the Hall of Fame,
that's really big.
Yeah, I like that. And we was just about to get some Uncle Nearest, but it wasn't at
it
the
wasn't
ABC
at the store, but it will be near us soon.
Yeah. I got a bottle.
You see what I just did right there?
Yeah, I had a bottle.
Did I just do? You had a bottle, you ain't right?
Sure.
Is it near you now? Is it nearest you now?
It's in my liquor cabinet.
Little baby girl, if you ain't got it, don't bring it up on this show right here.
Shout out to Uncle Nary.
Yeah, shout out.
And let's get in the entertainment update. I'll definitely be peeping at the Uncle Nary. That's big. First thing out the gate, man, let's talk about Versus, man. Yes. Versus, if you don't know, last Tuesday. Last Tuesday, Versus TV, you know what I'm saying, presented by, is actually partnered with Trilla. We talked about that. Shout out to Swiss Beats, Timberland, shout out to Virginia. They recently had a Versus battle with Dipset and The Locks. If you don't know who that is,
just Google that shit.
Yeah, man, take your time.
It was
take
pretty epic. It was pretty epic.
You were the first one to talk about it, though.
She done jumped ship.
She done
jumped ship. See, now. Okay, so yeah, just what was so epic?
Right.
Yeah, what was so epic about it?
It was epic. It was epic.
It was epic. What was your favorite part? What was your favorite part? Because we love to know this.
Whenever they were going back and forth then The Locks, they start spitting like this battle rap that they had. And then dude was laying on the ground with like five jackets on and three hats, and he rolled over, and I was like, that shit was epic.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the first lady of COTR, the queen is in the building, y'all.
Yo. Yeah, the joke is she said about, we don't think she really watched it, but we're gonna talk about it regardless.
If y'all go back on a couple of episodes, y'all see Tiff say, I don't watch the Versus battle. That shit whack as fuck. I don't do that shit. Oh, okay, Tiff. Okay.
But
what you think though, Ice? Cause this one was good.
She was legendary. I've listened to both groups growing up.
Right.
Big influences, not only just in New York hip hop, but hip hop itself. You know what I'm saying? Dipset with all their culture, swag, the fashion, the pink, everything with Cam.
Yeah.
And then The Locks is like gritty, hardcore rhymes.
You know what I'm saying? Real.
Came through Yonkers with DMX. You know what I'm saying?
So, Rough Riders.
It was epic. It was in the. She was right. It was epic.
It was in the Madison Square
Garden.
In the Mecca of New York, man. That was big, man. I ain't gonna lie. This is probably my favorite battle right now. You know what I'm saying? Because they was talking like mad. It was like if you never been to New York or didn't even know anything about New York, you felt New York that night, man. Right. New York was definitely in the building.
Tim's, Durag,
all
like,
of that. And
shorts.
I ain't gonna lie.
COVID was there.
That was epic.
That's what Fat Joe said.
Yeah, that was epic, huh? Hey, actually, you know what? Fat Joe had his mask on.
But when New York dropped, he was like,
"Whoa!"
And then the camera caught on him. He was like,
"He said, oh shit." Ain't no bullshit. But the funny part,
COVID was definitely in there.
Jimmy fell off the stage. Jim said he didn't fall off the stage, but he damn sure fell off the stage.
Oh, man.
And Juelz, God, man, it was great to know that you home, bro. But like that nigga was dressing like he was 1996. Like the whole set, he had the bandana around the hat and that big ass hat, the big ass jacket, and it was a good battle, man. For real. And they were two groups, and I'm really mad that I even chose Dipset over The Locks, man.
I'm glad you said that.
Because I'm not like other co-hosts that say, oh, it was epic. Oh, it was epic. Didn't see a motherfucking thing.
But it was great.
You know what I'm saying? The energy was good, man.
It's going to be difficult to, like, rebound after that or go after that.
I don't know what's going to top that. So, like you always like to ask.
Let's get into who would you like to see in the Versus battle?
Tish.
You want us to come back around? I would love to see definitely Boosie.
Okay.
And
okay.
Boosie, maybe Bun B or something like that. They both got a long list, you know, a long catalog.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be a nice one. I like that. Lots of security.
Lots of security, yes. that sounded like violence, right?
Yeah. Me and Ice, we were talking about it today. It was brought up to my attention, and I thought about this one: Mariah Carey and Janet Jackson.
That's a good one. That's a good clean one. Yeah!
Wow!
Hold on, hold on.
So let's say why? Because people don't want to hear them.
Janet Jackson?
Yes, I mean, who else? Mariah Carey and Janet.
The same level.
Who do you put Mariah Carey against then? This is what I want to hear. Who do you put Mariah Carey against? And there you go, baby girl. You won't stop.
But rest in peace, it
would have
been Whitney.
Okay. Somebody else brought her up. Okay. Somebody else did bring her up. Okay. Yeah, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Then who you put up against Janet?
Anybody. She has a long catalog.
Who did you just say that about, Miss Jackson?
You know, not anybody.
No, you did not just say anybody.
No, not anybody.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'll be right back with you, Abby. Did you just say anything? Miss Jackson, if you nasty. Come on, man.
She has a great catalog, but I mean,
who
you
put up with Miss Jackson then?
Herself. D'Angelo.
Yeah,
did,
she can't.
So why can't she?
I can't think of anybody that would go with her.
Well, you know what? This is not a question for you.
What about Paula Abdul?
Oh, no. Did you just say that?
No.
Okay. All right, so we're going to come back.
Oh, wow.
That's
hell no.
Paula Abdul?
She had like five hits.
She had two albums. She had two albums, man. Did you really just say that?
I did.
Do we even know what she's doing right now?
Who would y'all like to see? Or like to see your imaginary versus battle?
I already saw mine.
Okay. Who was yours?
Monica versus
Brandy. Okay.
I didn't see that one.
Next one.
Who did you say is coming?
What?
You need to watch
out.
Oh,
Jennifer Hudson and Fantasia.
Jennifer Hudson and Fantasia. That would be a great versus.
You think they scream?
It's gonna be loud.
It's
gonna be singing. It's gonna be singing.
Well, that's Aretha Franklin right there. Shout out to Jennifer Hudson for landing that role right there. Shout out to you. Your sexy ass, girl.
Leon
Long Dick Johnson.
Brought to you by.
Brought to you by.
I don't know why y'all effing him up over there. What's going on?
Okay, so I want to see a Usher versus, but I just don't know against him.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Chris Brown?
Okay, so I was thinking originally Chris Brown.
No,
but
Chris Brown got too much.
Usher is way.
I don't think they're in the same class. I don't think they're in the same. I think
Chris Brown ain't in the same.
I think Chris Brown is in a different class than Usher.
Yeah.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Okay,
come on.
I'll go with that. I'll go with that.
But who? Usher and who?
I don't know. Ask Tish.
What would be epic?
What about like Usher and Maxwell?
Hell no.
That's not the same.
No.
But they both got up-tempo and slow R&B. They both have both.
Not Maxwell. Maxwell.
Oh, what about Bruno Mars? Bruno Mars?
And Usher?
Yeah.
I could probably see that.
But it goes back to being a generational thing, though.
But that's still a good mix.
Does it? Or does it just have to be because of the artist that you are? I mean, there's a lot of artists right now that stay in their own lane that are really in their own lane. Just like we talked about it before. Missy Elliott. Who do you put Missy Elliott against in a versus battle? She is in her own lane.
Yeah.
You see what I'm
saying? Same thing with Chris Brown.
That's what I'm saying. So with Chris Brown, you know, I mean, maybe you can put him against our old
Usher
school.
And Jamie Foxx? Oh, nah. Y'all tripping.
Jamie Foxx.
How many albums does he have?
Right, you got to have them hits, though.
Maybe I would give maybe Neo.
I was thinking Neo.
Neo put in his writing credit.
There you go. Let's talk about that.
But that's what I'm saying. And I'm glad you brought that up because that was the talk about Mariah Carey and Janet Jackson. Nick Cannon stamped it today. He was watching on the Breakfast Club. Don't make that face. That's his boo-boo. But he said because Mariah Carey actually writes her songs. She's more than just a singer. She produces. She writes. Mm. She makes hits. Janet maybe didn't write all of them. Like he said, he does not give credit to somebody that had to have 50 people write one record. He will not give credit to that. I mean, I respect that too. Because there's a lot of people that, like, I mean, if you go read the back of some of these CD covers, there was a lot of people that wrote this one fucking song. Right. Which I don't even know how that happened. So, like, you wrote one line, or I wrote two words.
That's how
it is. That's
wacky. Come up with the chorus. Yeah. Two bars, come up with the first line.
Come
up with the hook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, but I agree with him on that. I mean, but...
What about R. Kelly?
Oh, now, he was also talked about in this also. They said...
Can he do
Mariah Carey, and no, he can't, because there'll be kids around.
They won't.
I threw the
out of
you.
Hey, cause Mariah Carey gonna bring the twins. You know Nick ain't going for that shit. I bet the fuck he's not. Twin play your ass down the street somewhere, nigga. Go hide in the closet. But they said, I mean, you know, really, who can you put up against R. Kelly? Now we can talk all the shit we want to, but this man couldn't even write. So this came off top of the head too, and he memorized all it and made hits after hits after hits and never
for
wrote
everybody.
Shit down.
For everybody. That's the thing.
We thought it was for everybody.
Well, too bad he disqualified before he can even start.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to put him in there somehow. He just can't be at the verses. He's just going to have to play that nigga from the video chat or some shit.
I don't think nobody probably
be
in
his... Yeah, I mean, we don't want him there. You know what I mean? Nah. Drinking? Ciroc? We don't need R. Kelly in the building drinking, swinging, singing 12 play and all that shit. Nah, we don't need that. We don't need that.
Not with the mask. Yeah. Nah.
And speaking of R. Kelly, you were talking about Aaliyah.
Yeah, she actually, her music is coming back, coming onto DSPs, digital streaming platforms. So now you can, on your Tidal, your Apple, your Spotify, you can now stream her music, her albums and everything, which is dope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's crazy to think that, not that I was looking for Aaliyah, but that it wasn't there to begin with. You know what I mean? So shout out to her family and her estate for, you know what I mean, being able to get some of them streaming bucks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Excuse me, Tess.
Go ahead and play back and forth. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me,
okay,
Tess.
We good. I'm going to get that. Damn, boy.
Nah, I was just being ignorant. I'm sorry, my bad. You got it, my bad. Sorry,
well, yeah, so shout out to Aaliyah. Also on the music tip, Riri. She just became a billionaire. Shout out to Rockefeller, because I feel like just like great in the last music. Year, Jay-Z and Kanye became a billionaire. So shout out to... something's going on with Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Shout out to all of that.
Riri, that's big. Shout out to Fenty. Makeup and did the lingerie line.
That's big. That's big for Rihanna. That's big. And just because, you know what I'm saying, what she has really just done as far as being a female herself, she really... rape this game, man. She did it on, you know what I'm saying? Like, she really took this by storm. And to be so young, I do want to give a shout out to ASAP Rocky. Don't fuck this up, bro, because I'm in line. Okay, nigga? Like, if I see Riri anywhere outside, nigga, I'm telling you now. Okay? I'm going for it. She might drive me crazy. I might not need that. I don't know.
Leo what?
I'm a Virgo. You know what I mean? But Leon Long. Ebony, don't do me like that, man. We are live on the radio.
You see how we are getting ready. We are in fine fashion right now. The shenanigans are just flowing. Should just, you know what I mean, with no further ado, get into our next segment. But before we do, Eversmith Organics is sponsoring this next segment. Last call, best sea moss on the planet, number one. Make sure you just Google Eversmith Organics, or just, you know what I mean, put it in your Google. And it's number one. A lot of flavors. Mango's number one. Mango pineapple. We got strawberry, mixed berry. We got apple. It's amazing. Whole bunch of health benefits. You know what I mean? Immune health, sexual health. Gives you a boost of energy. It decreases the mucus in your body. I mean, it's just amazing. Just Google it. But yeah, make sure you tap in with Eversmith Organics. And let's jump into last call. Shout out to Ebony. One with Ebony on IG. Thank you for coming through.
Welcome.
Conversations
welcome.
On the Rock.
Welcome.
You know what I mean? And just dealing with all our shenanigans. You know what I'm saying? You are welcome here. And if you can just tell our listeners, viewers, everybody who is here with us and not with us, but they're here, How they can get in contact with you, social media, and all that stuff.
So social media everywhere is One With Ebony. Okay. And I have several different things that I do in life. So I like to pour all into everything because everybody likes something different.
Yeah.
So it started with the yoga. And then you get people saying, you know, I can't do yoga. I can't do yoga because I'm too big, too small, too tall, too short, whatever it is. So it moved into the Thai massages because it's like me doing yoga to you. We went from there into Twisted Intimacy, which is another company that I have because
some people... Well, she has a shirt of...
yes, Twisted Intimacy. Yes.
Perfect.
Some people want the sexual part of yoga, and you can take the yoga poses to the bedroom. Okay. So we take it to the bedroom. We talk about yoga in the bedroom. We talk about the intimacy. We talk about loving yourself and then pouring love into your partner or whoever else it is that you choose.
Okay.
I went from there. Some people don't want the healing. Some people don't want the intimacy. Some people just want to work out and lose weight. So I have another company that's called Swap. So Swap is virtual. We work out. We lose weight. We kind of teach you how to manage your time so that yourself is important.
Okay.
And this is all tied into several different businesses. And I just, I get pour where I can.
You're out here hustling, giving yourself time, and that's how you're able to excel at all these different things. That's pretty crazy and amazing. My thing is, and I feel like a lot of what you just talked about and what you do deals and ties with mental health. Can you kind of, like, just talk about how important you feel that is, because I mean, clearly you take time before the day gets started to give yourself the time you need to get, you know what I'm saying?
So it's so important. And you know, I always share the story, like, that's how I started. I had checked myself into a hospital just thinking there was nothing else on this earth that I could live for, you know, want to do. And I don't down anyone that takes medication, but I had nurses in there like just handing me pill after pill after pill, and I was like, there's got to be more in life than to heal using medication. So I literally handed the pills back and I said, I'm checking myself out. Like, I don't want to do it this way. So I started watching people on YouTube, like doing yoga. And I was like, there's something different about what they're doing. And I got into it. I started posting pictures and people were like, teach me this, teach me that. And I'm like, no, I'm not certified. Like, I'm just doing this for me. So anything that you do in life, like, do it for yourself first and then pour it into other people. So once I healed myself and realized, like, this is really a journey you have to take. And people see me post these crazy poses. And it's like, how did you get your foot behind your head? And I'm like, this might look, you know, like it's impossible, but it takes the physical. It takes the mental. Yeah. You don't know, the day before I might have been on my yoga mat crying and just releasing stuff that needed to release. So don't ignore the mental. We all have some type of mental issue, so don't ignore it. I've been in prisons, you know, dealing with people that are incarcerated, giving them that meditation, like, take a moment and just be with yourself. You say, how do you wake up in the morning and do it? I do it because if I don't pour into me, I can't pour into anybody else. I can't give, you know. I have kids, family, so I have to take care of me to give to others.
That's a gem right there, man. I appreciate you for dropping that with us.
I like that.
And one of the companies you mentioned was Swap. Can you kind of talk about what that is?
So Swap is virtual training, but what we really focus on is teaching you how to set aside time for yourself.
Okay.
Because and you know, that was the first thing. People say that all the time. I don't have time. I have kids. I have this. I have that. But you have to make the time, because if you don't, how can you take care of yourself and other people? Mm-hmm. So we teach you how to time manage so that you can be healthy for yourself. You can, I tell myself every day, I'm going to be staying on my head till I'm 99. And I'm not going to not believe that. You know, it's just what I'm going to do, because I take the time to pour into me and then pour into others. So it's a virtual training.
I take it.
Monica's got plenty of pictures of how her life changed. You know, I have a grandma that is doing handstands around her grandchild. Like, that's life.
Oh, wow.
You're supposed to be able to have that longevity. So we teach you that first, like, set aside time. And then it's just virtual training. Because that's, you know, that's the excuse. I don't have time to go to the gym, go back home. You don't got to go nowhere. Do it from the comfort of your home and just swap with us.
Well, I have to be honest. Ever since, you know, I had caught onto your page and everything like that, I have been watching you daily. And honestly,
what the hell was that?
This ain't even long. This ain't even Leon right now. This ain't even Leon. This Las Vegas right now. You know what I'm saying? We'll get back to long dick later. Tish had mentioned earlier, really just like kind of just envy you to be able to, you know, just to see you get up, like, you know what I'm saying, you can just feel that presence when you watch your videos. You see what I'm saying? You look so it's very just like free. Like yeah. And you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, wow, and I've really been paying attention now. I'm not gonna lie. I tried a couple of these moves. Okay.
No.
Okay. The one you did with your feet up on the wall, and you said maybe we shouldn't have stuff hanging there at the top. Okay, so you said it too late, and I already had something. Now I got a hole in my wall. I gotta fix that before my dad get here this weekend. I just want to let you know. I'm gonna sue you for that. Okay.
Wow, that went far enough.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, because I was like, damn, Ebony didn't say this until, yeah, like, she's going to say it now.
I'm
hardy
up.
But nah, honestly, like you said, you do look very free. Like, so along with that, who is the guy that has been lately into your video? Hold on. This still Las Vegas. This ain't even
so
on.
What was she be doing?
She said what?
Cut it off.
Oh man.
You
got
to decipher the business.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Yes, I didn't say that. The spot. Yes.
That's TJ.
Okay. Hi, TJ. Golly.
Business partner.
Business partner. Okay.
He work you. Yes,
because
I used to play ball. Like, he remind me of, like, one of my ball coaches. Like,
okay. Who used to play basketball?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, really wait a minute. So she need to get on the court.
No, I do not.
I'm going to say
you. I'm going to stop a ball out your hand.
You should meet us on Saturday. I'm definitely recording.
I'm not going to be there Saturday. I have to be somewhere.
I'll give a free massage to the winner.
Hey, I might be there Saturday. Sorry, nephew.
Well, yeah, we have events actually the next Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's TJ.
Hi, TJ. I just wanted to know how you doing, man. Next time I come up to the show, you know what I'm saying? Now that we got that out the way. Sorry, now.
Don't bring it back. So where do you see yourself going with everything? You have three separate companies. What do you see yourself in, say, 3 years? Like, what's the longevity of each of these companies, and where are you taking it?
So the longevity is forever. Like I said, every day I just tell myself I'm going to live until I'm 99, healthy, free. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming to the Woodbridge area, so I'll be here soon.
Okay.
And I'm starting to venture out to Florida, so I just envision massages on the beach.
Mm. Yes, yes.
So I just want to spread all around the world.
That sounds good.
That would be amazing.
What area in Florida?
Yes. You're welcome.
I love Coconut Grove. I love that area. It's so nice.
It is nice out there.
It's real relaxing.
This guy.
I've been through there. I'm just saying I've been through there. You know what I mean?
You ain't stopped either.
I stopped at like the stop signs and the lights. I rolled on through there. So let me ask you, actually, before, you know what I'm saying, we get into all of that. Was this always the dream for you? What was, like, the first vision for Ebony before all of this came into play?
It wasn't always the dream, but it's crazy because I just went to yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, real right. Leo.
Happy belated.
That's cool.
Name no more. Yeah. Right. But I was with family, and we found an old family photo where I was actually pictured in Times Magazine, and it was talking about health and like wellness and just holistic healing. And I was like, wow, maybe it's always just been something that's been within me.
Okay.
And I just found it as I got older.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
So you make the, the sage?
Yes.
And then I've been to your studio, which is very nice. She has all these things hanging from the ceiling, and it looked like it'd be cracking up in there, like it's going down. I don't know what it is, but she has all the mood music, and then she has like the incense burning and everything, and then you lay out on this mat, and you just fallout.
Okay, I think I did see that on your page. Mm-hmm. I did. Okay, mm-hmm. That sounds.
And so you're bringing that to Woodbridge?
I'm bringing that to Woodbridge. Go, yoga girl. Classes and Thai massages is coming to Woodbridge.
Okay, even the couples, awesome.
Yes, it's all coming to Woodbridge.
The couples, okay. That's awesome.
Woodbridge is like my home. But wait,
which couples won though?
Well, so then when we get into Twisted Intimacy, it's more intimate. So, and you've done the one with Ebony, which is more healing, mm-hmm. but we get intimate with Twisted Intimacy.
Playlist is to die for.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Twisted Intimacy, is that for both men and women?
Men and women.
All gender identity.
All, yes.
Okay.
And it's just about taking yoga to the bedroom. You can take every yoga pose to the bedroom.
Learning about your body, learning how to do different techniques and tips and tricks and splits on the... Yeah.
That's how when do you guys do these classes?
So we actually have, four workshops coming up, two this weekend and two next weekend. Our first one is couples bedroom yoga. So if y'all seen like the couples on yoga mats and kissing and being intimate, we're about to bring you that same experience to the Manassas area.
Okay.
So that's only in person. But then we're going to learn about love and seduction. So that's open to everybody. So if you need to learn your seduction styles, if you need to learn your love languages and a little bit about Tantra, come to that one. Then the following week, we are doing a small group couples Thai massage guided class. And with that one, I will say that probably will have a lot of tears because it's just so, like, you get to learn your partner. You get to breathe with them. You get to move with them.
It's
like,
definitely
it,
deep.
It's, yes, it gets deep.
Yeah.
And then that's the following Saturday, August 21st, we're doing ladies' bedroom yoga. So if you do not identify as a male, you're welcome to join. But it's learning how to truly take the bedroom yoga to your bedroom. Because I don't know if y'all ever noticed, but people be like, well, do this for doggy style and you'll be fine. It's like, nah, bruh, this might hurt. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give you different poses to take to the bedroom. And then with the couples bedroom yoga, y'all can try it out yourself because we only got 6 spots and it's in person. So it ain't virtual. The rest of them are virtual.
Okay.
Oh, that's dope. That's a lot of information. I appreciate that. So is Twisted Intimacy, is that a different, like, contact we all go through one with Ebony? Like,
you'll still find it on the one. You'll find everything on the One with Ebony website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's perfect.
I'm about to say, if it's not on there, it's a problem. It's a whole problem. But no.
Well, we appreciate that. Y'all have anything else before we get ready to wrap up? I was going to ask, is there anything, because with a lot of people working from home and sitting in chairs, is there anything, since we're sitting in chairs, that we can kind of do to unwind, to you know what I mean, get our soreness out of different areas, by any chance?
I mean, stand up. Move often. Mm-hmm. Stand up.
Yeah.
Use the wall for support. I mean, use, you know, the side of the chairs for support.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just, move. Don't be stagnant.
Yeah.
I sit on the, I sit on the ground. Yeah. Like, I don't even sit in my chair no more. I just sit on the ground and, because I'm trying to do my middle split now, so I sit there. Yes, I'm almost there.
Look, congratulations.
That's what you're going to celebrate. Look, if y'all knew the true backstory of how Twisted Intimacy got started, you'll understand why the middle split is so important.
Okay.
But I just try to move around, just sit in different poses, and just really, like, just work. So I have a portable laptop, so I just move it around, and I just get in different poses, and literally I'm working. But then I'm mindful of how long I've been sitting there because it kind of sucks being in there for like a good 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But you just gotta move around.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. Well, we gotta come check y'all out. Once again, before we get into wrapping up the show, how can we get in contact with you, and what are some of the things that you guys have, events you guys have coming up?
So all the social media is One with Ebony, IG's Twisted_Intimacy, Swap is Swap Training, the website is onewithebony.space, and all my companies are on there.
onewithebony.space, y'all, out there in Rhythmics Radio. Make sure y'all tap in with her if you're ever in the area, or if you're ever in Florida in the future, she's going to be on the beach.
She'll be in Miami. It's already been talked about in Miami.
Right. Somebody get to her way.
She's going to be in Miami.
Manifested.
That's dope.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Well, ladies, we appreciate y'all for coming through. Love
Thank
y'all
you.
Energy.
Yeah.
Love
a lot of fun.
Y'all. Thank y'all for coming through. Next time, hopefully, we can get a mat out here for you. You know what I'm saying? You can show
us. Yeah, we'll have to do something. Yeah. Type of event or something.
Your wall handstand?
Nah, baby, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff running around here. This ain't even my place. You know, last time I did this, be so he get married all this shit. I ain't got time for it. You know what I'm saying? I got to be to work in the morning. I got a basketball game coming up and shit. You try to get me messed up, man. Nah.
But congratulations to you. I remember whenever you made the announcement that you were going full-time as a yoga instructor and you were leaving your job and all of that. And then fast forward to now, boom, you know, you're living
out here hustling.
It was reality. It was so scary.
With a few other businesses and shit.
I did it.
Definitely.
Shout out to you, man. We talked about Rihanna earlier. She got a Billy, so you on your way, too.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Can't wait to see that.
Before we get out, I'm going to get into a quick words from Ice. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to always get everybody ready for the week.
Brother.
Give a little bit of advice. Yeah. Start your week right. You know what I mean? It's all about how you start.
Yep.
So, this words from Ice this week, man. I forgot where I got it from, but it goes, if you're afraid of giving away too much game, you don't know enough. And that's for everybody in the back. I'm going to say that again one more time. If anybody's out there, if you're afraid of giving away too much game, and that could be anything, too much information, too much skill, knowledge that you learned at the job, you don't want to give it to the young dude because you feel like whatever.
He's going
to
take your spot.
If you're afraid of giving away too much game, you don't know enough. You know what I mean? And to me, what I get from that is, you should be just worried about more, just learning more and more. Because you don't have to worry about giving away too much game because you're always going to learn something every day. You know what I mean?
What's the joint? Teach one, reach one?
Each one teach one. Like, teach man, one. You're supposed to give the game. You're supposed to. That's the point of learning knowledge, is to give it. That's what Maya Angelou said. And I believe it 100%. Like, if you get something, give.
Yeah.
If you learn something, teach. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how life should be, man. So, shout out to wherever I got that from, I forgot. So, but I did write it down when I got it. And shit, so.
I know you wrote it down.
I know, he wrote that down. He said, "What's his name?"
Hold up. Yeah. Yeah, what was that dude? If you're afraid of giving away too much game, man, you don't know enough.
I like that, man. I like that. Well, before we close out, I gotta get close with Lowe's, man.
Get close with Lowe's, man. Okay.
Funny.
Girl, it's always funny. Don't play with me.
You right.
You know what I mean? But this one actually, Ice was talking about this earlier, and I'm just bringing it out right now because we got Miss Ebony in the building. So one night, me and Ice went out with my Spanish homie and shit. Honestly, we was probably just meeting this nigga for the first time in that week. Yeah. He said, "Yo, I'm trying to go." He wanted to go to Bungalows, and then Bar Louie said he got the hookup on the bar, this and that. Me and Ice, we were all about games. Said he had it, right? Go to Bungalows. Shit wasn't moving like it was supposed to. Ended up at Bar Louie's. We get to Bar Louie's. Shit's popping a little bit. We in the inside drinking. Right? So me and Ice, we chopping it up. My man came through. He paid for a couple of these drinks and stuff like that. We eating. As we getting down to like the end of the night, Ice still in there chopping it up. I happen to walk outside. I was about to go smoke a cigarette. I go outside. I see my Spanish homie getting into it with another dude at the thing. I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Me, I don't want to see nothing really pop off. We came out to have a good time. So I started to step in the middle of the joint. And you know what I'm saying? De-escalate the whole situation. Well, whatever my Spanish homie said, the homeboy and shit, we ain't going for it. My nigga was not feeling this at all. Like, nigga, this is going down. I'm like, man, he drunk, this at the dad, da da da, woo da woo. He's like, "Get out the way, OG," and he pushed me. Now, first off, just to let y'all know, I allowed him to push me the way he pushed me. Mm-hmm. And I was already drinking a little bit, so I kind of two-stepped a little bit, but this wasn't my situation. You feel what I'm saying? We'll talk about that later. Anyways, as soon as I got pushed out the way, you know, just scooted out the way a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Baby girl, don't do this.
Go ahead, tell your story.
Thank you. Don't do this. All right. Yeah, so he scooted me out the way a little bit. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, as a real nigga, whether you drunk or not, like, if you just got into it with somebody, you're watching what this nigga do. Every fighter should know this. Okay, nobody told my homie, the Spanish nigga, nobody told him about that. So when he see me move, I don't know if he thought homie wasn't just going to go along with this fight, like, still not whoop your ass. He moved me to whoop your ass. And that's what he did. Now, the funny part of this story is Ice is still in there while he's getting his ass whooped, right? Ice comes out, cool this motherfucker, right? Just cool. He looks, he said, damn, that nigga getting his ass whooped. I said, yeah, I know, bro. I know, I know. He's like, is that the nigga with us? I said, yeah, that's him. Hey, look, I don't blame him because Ice had just got his car and this nigga is leaking. Like, we got to put him in the car, all that shit. And then, so we, after he done got, I mean, he got beat. I ain't going to lie to you. This nigga got his ass whooped. Took the nigga back home, you know, passed him up. Like, the next day, this nigga going to tell me, oh, gee, you got in the way. If it wasn't you, for you being in the way, I wouldn't. Nigga, hold the fuck on here. First off, try to save your motherfucking ass. Second of all, you got knocked out the shoes, nigga. I ain't never seen that happen before. And then the story changed again. Oh, the girl was so... I never even saw this bitch, okay? I don't even know who she was, where she was at. And it just changed over and over. Now, the point of that is, if he knew some of them yoga moves, he could have probably dodged that motherfucker. And that's getting close with those.
Shout out to one with Ebony. Shout out to one with Ebony.
If he could have did that damn yoga, he could have made it about it, that joke.
I like but how you brought that back.
You see him? Okay, okay. You, I thought I was lost. But anyway, anything. If he could have just ducked a couple of these jokes, he probably would have been okay.
I like how you ended it with that joint. You know what I'm saying? Tie it right in. And you gotta, yeah, you gotta tap in with one with Ebony.
Yeah,
make sure y'all either get some of that Thai massage therapy or you come to the sessions with your couple, with your partner, or ladies, or you, what would you say? If you designate or if you
identify. That nigga went deep in the dictionary.
But I see how he helped me at all.
That nigga said, hell no. What that word?
Yeah, I was trying to fuck it up. You know what I mean? I was trying to get it right. Not trying to baby it. You know what I'm saying? But if you identify as a woman, you make sure you get some couples sessions and all them personal sessions and all
and
that.
And we're going to be looking for this massage after this basketball.
Because mental health is important.
I hope y'all really play because you... Oh.
She called it. She called it.
Nothing but block shots. Okay.
Shout out to one with Ebony.
Terrible.
Shout out to Twisted Intimacy. Make sure y'all tap in.
Most definitely.
Y'all brought a lot of good energy, good vibes over, and we appreciate y'all for stopping through. Mm-hmm. As y'all know, Rhythmix Radio, Mondays, 8 p.m., you will find us here. And if you're not following us on social media, make sure you tap in with the game. Make sure you, because if you're listening on the radio, make sure you want to look at and follow and laugh at some of these shenanigans live on video, like on air. But yeah, man, y'all got anything before we wrap up, man?
Yeah, shout let's out talk to about the, Mia Morrison.
Mia Morrison.
Hey. Yeah. While you're doing your yoga, light the candle.
There you go.
You know, smooth it there on out. Then, you know, take your nice shower. Apply that beautiful body butter to your skin.
There you go.
Yep. And glisten.
And what are we actually, what's the scent we got right here that we burning right now? Speaking
this
of Mia Morrison.
This one is Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing
shout
Grace.
Out.
And it's actually getting ready to be discontinued. I've carried it for a year. It's my top seller, but it's getting ready to be discontinued.
So you got a couple too much work for the game?
Yeah, we got a whole new collection coming. We're actually dropping it at the event on the 15th.
Okay. Make sure y'all tap into the event. August 15th starts at 5 p.m. If you're in the Prince William area, it's out Dumfries. The radio station will be there, 93.9. Mia Morrison will be there, more importantly. And you're probably going to see conversations on the rocks and shit. So.
As you will. As
yeah,
you will.
Man. Los, you got it? You want to shout
out?
Yeah,
man. Just
want to
shout out my Diamond Princess, my three Hefes, and Chocolate, man. Shout out to my son and my nephew. They are leaving this month to go off to college,
big
man.
Thing.
Very proud of
big
them
thing.
On
big
that
thing.
And that thing, man. Big things. And, you know, just shout out to the whole game, plus both of my calls. Love both of y'all, man.
Much love.
Likewise, man. And before we get out of here, thanks again to One with Ebony.
One
Make
with
sure you
Ebony.
Follow her on IG. And always
and
have
Monica.
Your... Always,
oh, and
Miss
Monica.
And Miss Monica. What's your IG so everybody can follow you?
Twisted
Intimacy. Yeah, Twisted _ Intimacy.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, man.
Hey, always have your conversations on the rocks, baby.
Yeah.
Salute.